It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You text your friends, you text your family, why can't you text 911? The Federal Communications Commission thinks you should be able to. This week, the FCC announced a program to implement Next Generation 911, or NG911, a system that'll let you text and send photos and videos to emergency response centers. FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski says it's overdue.
The 911 technology infrastructure has been moving much slower than the commercial communications technology world. And we need to catch it up.
So what will it take to get the system ready?
We need to develop standards so that technology is efficiently being built for NG911 communications across the country. We need to ensure sufficient bandwidth so that the 911 operator centers actually can get all of the digital data that would be coming in. And we need to efficiently fund upgrades.
A 911 texting pilot program is underway in Durham, North Carolina. James Sukup is director of the city's Emergency Communications Center.
Residents in Durham who are a customer of Verizon Wireless can simply punch in the numbers 911 and hit send, and that text will go right to a 911 communications officer, just like any 911 telephone call. From there, there can be a dialogue going back and forth until a conclusion is reached and a response is sent out.
You say that this is through Verizon. Is the idea of the pilot program that it's just with Verizon, or are you going to open it up to other carriers?
Verizon is the one with the technology right now. We would love for other carriers to do this, but other carriers have not developed any technology, and some major carriers have actually come out and said that they never intend to develop this technology, which I think is wrong, and those of us in the 911 industry, not only myself but across the nation, think that is wrong also. So hopefully this will change their mind and more of them will start to develop the method so that we can get them on board as well.
Sukup says the option of photos or video will be a big help.
Imagine not having to describe a suspect when you're talking to a 911 operator, when you can simply take a picture and send it to us. I could see that as being a tremendous tool in fighting crime and apprehending potential criminals.
James Sukup in Durham, North Carolina.
Here comes this truck is driving out. All I need is my mind. But this truck has a mind of its own.
We sometimes talk to famous people on the show to find out what apps are on their phones. John Flansburgh of the important rock band They Might Be Giants is a fan of Shazam, an app that lets you identify whatever song you're hearing.
I've actually discovered a couple of pieces of music just simply through Shazam that I would never have found out what they were. Specifically, this song called You and Me by Penny and the Quarters.
Hey, hey, hey.
They Might Be Giants' new album is called Join Us. More of my conversation with John Flansburgh at MarketplaceTech.org. While there, sign up for our daily memo, All You Need to Know About Tech, zapped into your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.